Here we go. We've had our half-court shot, KFFB Sonic half-court shot for $106.10. This one of the few years that we did not have a winner of the $106.10. But right now we're back to action. It all comes down to this final half for the championship, or as Bob likes to say, to see who is the best of the best. It will be Nemo Vista with the basketball, and it is put up and in by Seth Long. So it will be a basket for Nemo Vista to start this second half. Concord on the other end. Turnaround jumper will not go, and Nemo Vista gets what they needed. They get a basket bomb to start the half, and then they get a stop, so they keep the momentum in their favor. Baseline drive, pass out to the paint, nothing there. Back out to the top, pull up 15-footer, will not go. Rebound for Concord. It'll be interesting to see if we can pick up on any adjustments or changes that Concord has made.
One thing you're seeing right now, they're keeping Riley Cornett with the ball handling, bring it down. They are getting smothered with the defense, but they're going to their go-to guy, and Brock definitely can bring it to them, bringing the points up. And you can see Concord is stepping it up now. They're saying, okay, guys, it's time to put this away.
Ryan Braun got that basket to make it 25-17. Three-pointer on the other end by Justin Brown will not go, and the rebound comes away to Concord.
Another stop. Here we go. As you see, their bullet pass with Riley. Riley can tell they are serious out here. These guys are ready. Concord is on fire, ready to move this ball around.
Inbound pass was almost stolen away, and now it is stolen this time as they try to force it inside. And a drive, Justin Brown lays it up and in. Back to a 10-point game, 27-17 our score. Concord with the basketball. Down court pass, lobbed inside, and it's thrown away again. And we'll have a breakaway layup, and it is good on the other end for Ethan Hill.
Well, okay, I was going to say, timeout. Concord sees this thing slipping away. He just said, ref, timeout full now. Now we're going to be back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned.
Big finish event right now at Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. And I know a lot of you are just like me, and you wait to the last minute to do your shopping. Well, come to Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep in Heber Springs. We're low pressure. Even if you're not ready to buy this week, we're still going to treat you right, and we're going to show you what it's going to take to get in the vehicle of your dreams. Remember, for the largest selection in the state of Arkansas, and of course, Arkansas's number one Ram dealer, you want to come see us in Heber Springs or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com.
Okay, we're back. It's 29-17. Nemo Vista is leading over Concord right now. 5 minutes and 50 seconds left of the third quarter. Anything can happen, but one thing you can see, they're turning up the heat on offense for Concord. They've come alive. They're moving around. But you got to give Nemo Vista credit. They're stopping it a couple of times. So let's see what happens here. Picking up play-by-play with Dale.
Well, Concord in a position of needing a basket here. They get it to Cornett. He drives the baseline, gets cut off, and kicks it back out. Now the pass underneath, shot up and good. That's Ryan Brock with the basket.
Great pass off there by Riley. That was a beautiful pass for Brock going in for a layup.
But right now they're swapping baskets, though, and, of course, Concord needs to get a stop or two, and that's what they're trying to do here. Pass goes to the wing, three-point shot up, no good, and they get the stop as the rebound is pulled down by Ryan Brock, and here come the Pirates.
Back to a 10-point lead. They're chipping it away right now. Let's see what they can do.
Ball goes into the corner, and they their game plan seems to be, let's get the ball inside to Ryan Brock. This time they put up three-pointer. Brock gets the rebound, and he will be fouled.
I think he was fouled by Hill. Bradley Hill, if I'm right. Let's see. No?
That was on Ethan Elkins, who picks up his second foul.
Didn't see Ethan in that play, but.
Well, it will be inbound play for Concord. Inbound, three-point shot. That one will not go. And another rebound foul. This one will be charged on, it will be on Justin Brown, and that's his third.
This is some foul troubles. This is what happens. This is what can happen. You get in your foul trouble, and you get your, this could change the whole momentum of the game.
Well, Concord will inbound it again, and the inbound pass is made. Drive into the paint, and then thrown away. That one intended for the corner, but it goes down court. Justin Brown takes it all the way, lays it up and in.
Looking for a charge there, but he walked around them. So that was a great play. You got to give him credit on that.
So Concord will try to answer now.
Justin Brown did an awesome job of stealing that ball and taking it to the hoop.
Ball tipped away, but it is out of bounds. Touch last by Nemo Vista. Concord will get the ball back. They will inbound it here on the near sideline. Inbound pass is made, and here we go. Back to action with 4 minutes left to play in the third period. Concord needing to try to get a momentum shift in this game any way that they can. Right now, it's still all Nemo Vista. But there is a great spin move inside. Ryan Brock with the basket. And a timeout call. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more of our coverage in 30 seconds.
NIAZ Scrap Metal at Newport would like to take this time to say good luck to all the teams in this year's Greers Ferry Lake Classic. As we come to the close of another year, NIAZ Scrap Metal thanks you for your support throughout this past year and hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. For all your recycling needs, they pay top prices for any type of metal, aluminum, copper, or car bodies. Call Jason Walker at 870-523-3858 for NIAZ Scrap Metal at Newport.
We're back. It's still a 10-point lead. Nemo Vista leading 31-21 over Concord for this 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Championship game.
Well, it will be Nemo Vista with the basketball after the timeout. They inbound it on the far sideline. Justin Brown has it now to the left wing. It goes, and that will be Bryce Hill. Bryce back to Justin. Bradley Hill, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Seth Long back up, no good, but he's fouled. So Seth Long will shoot a pair. And let's see who that foul was charged on. That is the second foul of the game on Mason McDonald.
Okay, it's still a 10-point lead. We've got 31-21. Now we see it go up to 11-point lead for Nemo Vista. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left of this third quarter, and there's three timeout left for Concord and only two left for Nemo Vista. Two team fouls for Nemo Vista and only one team foul for Concord.
Well, Seth Long gets one out of two, and the rebound comes away to Concord. It will be Cornette down court with it. He gets it down to Webb. Webb works it into the corner. Now back to Webb. Lob pass underneath, and the shot up off the glass, and good for Ryan Brock.
Ryan Brock, what a great job there. Three defenders, didn't even flinch, took it right to the glass and put it up.
Well, Brown works it into the corner now to Hill. Back to Brown. Brown in the paint, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound comes away to Riley Cornette.
Riley Cornette, the general, now taking it up, looking down court, looking to where he's going to pass it. They're moving around. Sets it inside.
And Brock, turnaround jumper is good. Ryan Brock.
And he's in the paint, three defenders, and he takes it right to him. That's their shot. That's where they're getting their points right now, their go-to guy.
Well, a stop and a basket, and it's a seven-point game now as Nemo Vista takes over. Justin Brown now to Bradley Hill. Back in the corner, Seth Long. Long looked at the three-pointer, but didn't put it up. Now Justin Brown will put it up, and it's good.
That is a downtown three-point shot for Justin Brown. 35-25, back to a 10-point lead. 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Ball almost lost in the backcourt, but Cornette gets it down, puts it up, lays it up and in.
He made him pay. That's where he takes the ball. I said that last game he can just take charge. He says, guys, we got to get this on. He almost got stoned, took it all the way down, and drove right with three defenders and laid it up.
In the corner, three-point shot up, no good. Rebound comes away to Concord.
They've made the stop. This is what they need to do. Now we're going to see Riley Cornette set up the offense.
Cornette across the timeline now, takes it to Webb. Webb into the corner now. That will be McDonald. Back to Webb. They work it in now to Brock. Brock back to the wing. Three-point shot by Webb. No good. Rebound, Nemo Vista. Just over a minute to play in the third period, and it's been kind of swapping points mostly here in the third quarter as Nemo Vista continues to maintain their lead. Three-point shot, Justin Brown, no good. He gets his own rebound, drives in, and he's called for traveling. So the Red Hawks turn it over, and it will go back to Concord with under a minute to play in the third period.
Score is 35-27. Nemo Vista still leading Concord. Concord's been turning up the heat just a little bit. Let's see what happens here.
Webb brings it across the timeline. His pass into the corner, back to Webb. Webb inside to Brock. Brock spins, drives, lays it up. It's no good. Rebound, Nemo Vista. Down court underneath is wide open, Justin Brown.
Justin Brown knew right where to be at the right time, wide open, just made a layup.
So it's back to a 10-point game with 30 seconds left now. Concord, though, with the basketball. Goes into the corner now underneath, and the ball stripped away, but a whistle and a foul, and Ryan Brock will go to the free throw line.
I think they're calling that foul on Seth Long. I would say no, they did not.
They call that the second foul on Preston Honeycutt.
Which is a break because there's two defenders there.
So for the first free throw, it's up. It's no good off the front of the iron. Second free throw now coming for Ryan Brock. He's set. Puts the ball in the air. It is no good, and the rebound comes away to Concord. So they get the ball back. Three-pointer no good. Rebound out of bounds. This time, though, touch last by Concord. So Nemo Vista with 19 seconds, plenty of time to get the ball down court and make a final shot before the quarter comes to a close.
They got it back in with the 10 points again. It's still at 10. They had it chipped away just a little bit. They had it down to 8, but it went back to 10. Now Nemo Vista may just put some more numbers on the board.
Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and the score at the end of the third period will be Nemo Vista 37, Concord 27. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Big finish event right now at Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. And I know a lot of you are just like me, and you wait to the last minute to do your shopping. Well, come to Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep in Heber Springs. We're low pressure. Even if you're not ready to buy this week, we're still going to treat you right, and we're going to show you what it's going to take to get in the vehicle of your dreams. Remember, for the largest selection in the state of Arkansas, and of course, Arkansas's number one Ram dealer, you want to come see us in Heber Springs or check us out online at redriverdodge.com.